Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 After, thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you on the 14th anniversary, the day, the 14th anniversary day of the Small Business Advocate Show. And we couldn't possibly even imagine having this show without our good friend Barbara Weltman, who's an original founding member of the Brain Trust. She's been with me since March of 98 and has continued to be an abiding resource, an abiding supporter, and a wonderful friend of ours all this time. You know her as the author of the J.K. Lasser series of small business taxes books that have helped so many small business owners, millions, probably billions around the galaxy, help get their tax planning organized. And she's got her own radio show, and she's really grown her business over the years, as I've observed her. And she's our good friend, Barbara. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you, and congratulations to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Couldn't have done it without you, Barb.
Well, you know, we depend on you.
Well, I depend on you, but you remember when I did the programming, don't you? You remember when I was the one who called and said, hey, Barb, would you join me on my show?
Absolutely.
A lot of years. A lot of years I did that. Hey, Barb, we got some news. You got some breaking news, don't you?
I sure do. Last night, Congress voted to repeal the withholding. We were supposed to have 3% withholding on payments to contractors. That was to go into effect in 2013, and Congress finally woke up and said, hey, we don't need that rule. That's not a good rule. It's going to hurt cash flow for struggling contractors. So they repealed it, and while they did that, while they were taking up some business issues, they passed two new tax credits for hiring certain veterans.
Oh, all right. Let's talk about the repeal first. Because that's a big deal. How long has that law been in effect?
It's been in effect for about 5 years, but the effective date has been postponed several times. So first it was supposed to go into effect in 2011, then 2012.
So it's never really been in place?
It's never been in place, no.
Nobody's ever actually been harmed by this before?
No, but it was supposed to apply to contractors, federal, state, and local.
Right.
Goods and services more than $10,000. 3% of all the payments was supposed to be withheld.
And you wouldn't get it back until you filed your taxes, right?
Precisely.
Yeah, and so nobody, it's never actually hurt anybody, but it's one of those uncertainty things that's been hanging over everybody's head for 5 years, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And as more and more people looked at the rule, it kind of said, well, it doesn't make sense. I mean, what they did keep in the law was the fact that there still is 100% levy on payments to federal property vendors who owe back taxes. So if you're trying to do government contracting, you know, don't do it if you owe the government money.
Right, exactly. Well, and you know, this is just another example of the government having its head in a dark place with regard to demoralizing and demotivating small business owners, isn't it?
And sort of not understanding how businesses work, which is that cash flow is a big issue for a lot of businesses.
It's everything for a lot of some people.
Out, it's not helpful.
Well, and just the idea that we have a government that would pass something like this, so stupid, and there's no other really other word to describe it. So stupid, and to kick it around, and thank goodness they didn't put it into force. But the idea that they would create something like this and have it and let it hang over the head of thousands of small businesses for all these years, and then Barbara, they wonder why is unemployment so high? I don't know what ball game they're watching. Do you?
No, I don't have a clue. If you look at the charts of countries around the world that are pro-entrepreneurship, and this is Entrepreneurship Week, Global Entrepreneurship
right.
Week, we used to be number 3, and I think we're now 13 or 14,
yep.
and we're way down on the list.
And that's over the last 10 years that's fallen.
Yeah, and it's really, it's a shame. It's a shame.
Barbara, give us your website, please.
My website is BarbaraWeltman.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. You can find your books there, can't they, Barb?
You can find my books and link to Amazon, and you can get my idea of the day, which is a daily
tip. You want that, folks. That's a good one. That comes every day, like clockwork, and you can find out more about her radio show, which is every Monday afternoon, right, Barb?
That's correct. Every Monday, 4 to 5, and we get great guests, like Jim. And
stand by, Barb. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.